Hello, Full Circle Chat listeners. Before we dive into today's conversation, we would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, the Full Circle Chat store. If you are looking to elevate your wardrobe or find the perfect gift, we offer a curated collection of premium items designed with you in mind. From cozy hoodies and stylish tote bags to sleek mugs and unique accessories, there's something for everyone. Explore our exclusive range of men's and women's apparel, all crafted for quality and comfort. Visit FullCircleChatShop.com today to shop. Support the podcast, of course, and discover your next favorite piece. Now let's get into the episode. Well, hello, Dr. Veazey.
Hello, Christian. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm alive and well. How you been? How's your weekend been so far?
I'm at work and work.
Yeah?
And work. But that's what I do.
I know. But, you know, we got a nice little vacation coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you going to enjoy that?
Can't wait to go.
Yeah.
Can't wait to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's good to unplug.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every once in a while and just, you know, have some time to just not think about work.
Oh, yeah.
Think about spreadsheets. Yeah, you got to enjoy. You got to unplug and enjoy that, man. You deserve it. But today, are you ready?
Well, what other choice do I have?
No choices?
Okay.
All right. So there's a Proverbs. I think it's like Proverbs 24:6. Okay. And it goes, and I'm not, don't quote me, but.
I won't.
Something about like if you engage with a fool, you're basically a fool. Just to kind of summarize it a little bit. Are you familiar with that proverb?
No, I'm sorry.
It's Proverbs 24:6.
Yeah, Reverend Veazey's not here right now. He would know that, but yeah. I'm not that well versed as he is. But if you dialogue with a fool, you're a fool. Is that what that?
Yes.
So when you say that, what are you trying to say? Are you saying if I'm talking to somebody that's foolish, then I'm a fool too?
Well, that's, I think, okay, the way I read, when I read the verse itself, that's okay. My takeaway from it. Maybe you have a different understanding of what it says.
But just because somebody's talking and maybe being foolish, if you, and the foolish is in your definition of foolish, correct?
Yeah.
Because my definition of foolish may not be the same as your definition.
That's what I'm saying. Is there a general definition of the word foolish?
It's to each their own, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it might be something that somebody's doing that, like, what are they doing that for? But this might be something that this person does a lot because it's part of their back. They're part of their history. It's part of their heritage, whatever.
Yeah, it's foolish to you.
But it may not. It's not foolish
but
to the person.
But it's normal to them.
Exactly.
Right? So, like.
So, why would we call it foolish?
I don't know. But the thing is, my question is this. Like, so, for me, being, like, of a Nigerian background, I'm sure that there's things that we do that other cultures look at as.
What are they doing?
Being foolish. I'm sure.
Oh, well, I've seen
it. Right? But to us, it's, like, the best thing.
Right, because that's part of your culture.
You see that? So we're conditioned. So that's why I'm like, there's a gray area for me when it comes to like the idea of like foolishness. But because I'm trying to like not think about like how would I recognize when someone's being foolish? Like how would you in your world, in Dr. Veazey's world, recognize and say like this is a conversation that I probably should not engage in because it's only going to take me down an alley that I don't want to go down.
Well, there's several topics of that. Politics is one that I won't go down.
Yeah.
I'm not going down.
Yeah.
Because each person has their own thoughts, own plans, and they know what they want and they know what they don't want. So no matter how much I might want to engage in that conversation, that is one thing that me personally, I won't get involved in politics because it can go sour very quickly.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, especially if you're talking in a group and you've got family, you got friends. You know, I've seen some cases where there's actual violence.
Oh, violence. Politics, something that's made up.
Politics, even other things where people might think one person is doing something that, as we said, is foolish, and then they're asking that person, "Stop that. Stop it. You know, stop it." And the person is like, "Look, you don't tell me what to do."
It's so hilarious. Like that point you just made, it's comical that people will literally fight each other.
Yes.
Because this person say, "I'm going to vote for Trump." Think about this. And I know we're not discussing politics, but it's just like, how do you even get to the point of physically fighting someone because they're choosing to vote for someone that you're not voting for?
Me personally, I wouldn't stoop to that level myself, but others will and have.
Yeah, like if I had to define foolishness, to me that's one of the definitions, because it makes no sense, because life to me is choice. Mm-hmm. Every day when you wake up, you have the freedom to choose, mm-hmm, to either maybe stay in your marriage, choose if you want to go to work or not, mm-hmm, choose if you want to drive or not. So literally every day you're choosing. So why would I get upset about someone else's choice?
You shouldn't, but if that choice is not your choice, then you're going to say, "Well, man, what's wrong with you? How come you've got that kind of..." But it's okay for that person to have that choice.
Yeah.
Because that's that person's.
Yeah.
You can't make anybody change their ways. You can always agree to disagree, if you will, but you shouldn't be on a warpath or get really angry to where it can lead to violence.
Yeah.
Just because you guys are not on the same page.
It's not real. It's just words. It's an illusion of an idea. I know we live in a world that, you know, things are important. We have to, you know, stay within the constructs that are built to keep the, you know, mm-hmm, world moving forward. But for me, it's just, I have a completely different lens of all of that.
Okay.
I don't even discuss politics with people.
But see, that's what people have
to me, it really makes no sense.
Right, but there's things that people will not discuss because they have very strong.
Yeah, but it's learned. It's a learned behavior. It's a belief that you inherited from somewhere else. Maybe it's like your father's father or your mother's mother's mother. It's inherited, conditioned, and then you then move around. Some people don't even take the time to actually dig into some, like, what the laws or the different bills that these candidates, politicians, are actually going after. Mm-hmm. They just hear a name, mm-hmm, and they don't even know what this person actually really believes in, and it triggers something, mm-hmm, for them, like, just to flip out, which makes no sense.
Because they're so used to the name, and the name have been attached to things that they don't agree with, or vice versa, or they agree with.
Yeah.
So either way, I mean, they lash out at things, but why would you stoop to that level if you're not, you know, it's not, is it that serious?
Yeah, it's never that serious. So that's why, like, the word foolishness, for me, every interaction that I have with someone, mm-hmm, I am open to receiving the entire message that's going to come through that vessel without trying to put them in a category of foolishness or not. But I could, like, reading that verse, I can, like, the common way to think, mm-hmm, about it, like, if someone's probably behaving irate, someone's quick to anger, someone's just, you know, going around just saying things that are inappropriate, I get, like, the surface level definition of that. But for me, just the way that I move around in the world and how I operate, like, every interaction is a brand new one. Like, mm-hmm, you and I, when we leave each other, the next time we connect, it's like I'm open to, like, listening to everything you're saying. Like, it's like a brand new interaction, right? So I don't carry things over. But yeah, so I want to know, like, just because foolishness, I'm trying to, I don't even use that word really, but I read the verse, it came to me, and I was just like, this is interesting. Maybe we should talk about this and dig a little deep into it and see where we can take it. Mm-hmm. But I'll give you an example for me. Like, if I had to make just like create like a metric to measure foolishness or someone being foolish, or it's an indicator for me to know I no longer want to go there or associate with that person. Mm-hmm. I just pay close attention on how they treat me mm-hmm. and others outside of just words.
Okay.
So I just pay attention to more to the action than, because anybody can say anything.
Right.
Right? You can just throw any word out to try to get, you know, trigger someone. So I look at the action on how the person treats me and how I see they treat other people over time. And then I can make the decision, yeah, this person, if we have to use the word foolish, mm-hmm. so yes, that's someone else.
But there's that saying, you know, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
So, you know, people getting out of character, you know, something may...
out of character, Dr. VZ.
Well,
so what is that?
When I say,
what you mean by that?
When I say that, now, you know how someone normally carries themselves, normally acts. And let's say that somebody says something that sparks a nerve, if you will, and it takes them all the way to the left that you've never seen. And you'll look at that, whoa, what is happening? That's out of character. Now, some people would look at that as, okay, that's just foolery. That's foolish behavior there.
That's foolery.
Yeah, what kind of stuff is
that? That's funny.
But it's that person. I mean, you know, certain things might spark a nerve and just, you know.
Well, for me at least, I'm actively working on nothing anyone says from outside of me should trigger me in any, like, in either direction, anger or happy.
Okay, no.
Because I control all that.
Yes, very good. You do control that. But how do you control that?
For me, it's just having awareness. Or if I can internalize maybe frustration, then I now ask myself a question. Why would what so-and-so just said make me feel out of control or feel any emotions that I'm not controlling? It makes no sense, logical sense.
Maybe it doesn't, but being realistic now. Realistic is that people, you know, have different thoughts and things going on, and you might say something that really doesn't faze you at the least and didn't think anybody it would faze them either. But this person comes up to your face and starts carrying on for just, and you're looking at them like, what's wrong with you?
You know what's funny? Remember what we talked about earlier today? When I said something, you said, I wouldn't say it that way. When we were talking,
remember that? Yes,
and I was like, because I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
Like, well, let me see if I can remember it. Because it was the example of, oh, if I don't have, not explaining myself to someone or over explaining,
right.
And I would be like, I don't have to explain myself to you. Right. I would say that, and you like, that's not how I would deliver the message, Christian.
Right, because when you say it, like, I don't have to explain myself, and it's the body language.
Yeah, well,
the tone and all that. When you bring all that tone in there, you're talking
well,
tough.
Of course, tone is always, for me, tone is important. So delivery, so I can still get the same message and say, Well, you said this is how you would do it.
Let me hear how I would do it. Yeah, let me hear.
You said, I appreciate the insights, but I've decided to go in this direction. When someone was asking me, hey, what are you going to do? I'm just like, I don't owe you an explanation of why I've decided
to go in that. Ooh, that's
so. Not.
That's so, ooh.
It's clear. It's direct and it's clear.
It's very direct.
Yeah, it's clear, though.
It's very direct. But you know what? Some people don't deal well with direct.
Well, I'll gauge it based on that interaction.
Now I like what you said.
Yeah.
I like what you said. I feel like you have to gauge who you're talking to.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you want somebody to just blow up in your
face. I have awareness, too. I know how to, like, gauge when I'm having conversations.
You have awareness?
High level.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't play. Like, because the thing is, I don't think I ever get to a place where I really just master any skill. I think, good luck to anyone that can master. Yeah. Man, listen, kudos to you. For me, I think once I can have the awareness, that's happening, Christian. Let's kind of like pivot. Yeah. That's enough for me to know, like, I'm good.
I think everybody tries to have good dialogue, conversation, but then you should be able to assess whether you're hitting somebody's nerve or not by their body language, you know.
But should you care?
Well,
like, if someone's being foolish, they don't care if you what you feel or not feel.
That's true.
They're just and that's the thing about it. We might look at it as foolish, but they're doing what they believe.
Right.
Right? Because I'll give you an example. The President Trump.
Okay.
People look at him and maybe might say he's foolish. To me, I'm like, no, he's not. Like, this is someone that's speaking truth, right? Uh-huh. Just because he's not speaking your truth doesn't mean there's something wrong with him or he's foolish.
That's true.
You see that?
That's a very good analogy there.
But, yeah.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Right? So that's interesting, because I know I said I was open to maybe hearing that if there's maybe a trigger word or something that comes up from that person saying, and I know, okay, listen, this person right here is going down an alley that I don't want to go down, and you just cut it short.
Right.
Because
if you're listening and all of a sudden something comes out that...
I get your point now. You're bringing it full circle.
Yes, you got full circle chat.
Okay, that's
remember?
Good. Catch that.
Okay, just I have to
my side.
Okay.
It's like set it up for the alley-oop.
Yeah, you got it. But that's what I'm saying. It's like you know when to cut it off.
Yeah.
You know when to say, and kind of... take it another direction, if you will, so that it doesn't get overheated.
Yeah, some people like to jump in with that, with the foolery. Some people may enjoy that, right? So
some people will egg the foolery on just to see what
just to see the person like continue to be a fool.
Yes,
and that's like an ego thing for me. It's like making yourself feel good because someone else is like,
yeah,
it's nonsense. Right. But no, that Tony, that was a great point. Because I know if I see someone flat out just doing something that's complete, like, I'm not going to engage.
I'm not either.
In any of that nonsense.
And I'm probably just going to move along.
Yeah, keep it pushing. And it's not the end of the world.
I'm not going to say anything to them because, again, who am I to judge?
Yeah.
What they're doing.
The foolery?
Yeah, who am I to judge it? They might think the things I'm doing is foolery, too, because I'm, you know, not acting crazy or something. Like, I don't know.
Like, this is how you should be.
Yeah, but if that's not me, that's not me.
Yeah, it is what it is. But, no, it's and I want to see what people think about this. If y'all can share some comments. The reputation piece is important where I'm from. But, listen, don't get me started, because, like, now questions start to come up for me. Mm-hmm. Like, what does that even mean? The reputation, is that even really who I am? Is that really who that person is? Or are they just doing this because maybe they've accumulated, maybe they've made, some people have probably, they made $10 million and they think now somehow, you know, there's reputation that goes with that, right? So it starts to create like all the different personas of like, oh, you can't talk to me, you talk to my assistants before you talk, like, oh, no, that's nonsense.
Yeah. That
it's all an illusion, but it's the world we live in. But it's comical. But the thing is, reputation. I don't know, like that one I struggle with, because I know it's important even in today's society in the workplace. But is it real? Is reputation is that even real, or is it something that's just made up to try to shame somebody?
Well,
into...
I think each person eventually, they develop a reputation of whether it's good, bad, or whatever. Because if they continue to do things that people see either in a negative light or a positive light, they could be titled as a negative one or a positive one. Like, you know, if somebody's continually to do things out there on a positive light, helping people, that's, they always do that, you know, they might see them.
I can see how you can get trapped real easy with that, because, like, you stop doing things for yourself and you start to do it because you're building a specific reputation and this is how you're being perceived versus who you are. Like, doing things for people, for everyone else to see.
But see, you shouldn't be always doing for things to see. There should be things behind scenes that, you know, that you're doing because you want to do those things. Not, now to me, if you're out there always got to be in the public eye and take a picture and let's get in the camera, let's do, then.
Welcome to 2024.
Well, maybe so, but.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, yeah.
Not everybody's like that.
Yeah, though. Reputation is tricky. It's tricky, but it's important. I'm not denying it. Mm-hmm. Reputation is important in today's society.
It is.
So, like, I can't, for me personally, I can't go around just behaving any way, but that aligns with who I am. Mm-hmm. I've always been the way, like, this is how I've always carried myself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been young. I've done things. I'm not perfect. I'm flawed, you know, that I'm not proud of, but I don't regret anything. And the thing is, anything that's brought up today about me, oh, somebody come, yeah, I did that. I'm okay with that, you know, because it's part of my story for me to be the person that I am today.
But you're learning from that story,
too. Absolutely. And I'm able to learn and know this is not who I want to be, right? But I believe my reputation today aligns with the man that I am, the core value of who I am and the experience that I want to continue to have in this human experience. So that's, man, that's a big one.
It
because
is.
I come from literally being Nigerian. Everyone, let me not say that. See, I don't like, let's just say a large population of the culture is focused heavily on reputation, on I'm a doctor, or my child's a doctor, or my child's a lawyer. Because then that gives you the reputation of, like, you quote unquote maybe more valuable, which is not. It's if you dig deep enough, you know, it's really, there's really nothing there. But these are the constructs that are in play till today. So I like I acknowledge them, but I don't live by them. So that's the thing about me. Like, coming, there's a lot of, because I used to say I'm trying to unlearn a lot of conditions, but it's you can't, for me, I can't unlearn anything. I have to relearn new strategies and frameworks to utilize when the old ones try to come up. I just apply a new one. But because when I think about just, oh, man, this person, because I'm telling you right now, people will treat people differently once they hear, oh, they're a physician, they're a doctor.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
The reputation goes, you don't even get to know the person. You never even get to experience the person, and you already give him or her. It's interesting, but
it's a different approach.
That's a good one, but yeah, that's a good conversation. I thought maybe we can just kind of chat about that a little bit. We went in a lot of different directions, but at the end of the day, I just want to chat and talk about things and get things off my mind and kind of gauge your thoughts on things. It always all comes full circle when we have these conversations. So appreciate you for chatting.
No.
And tell us in the comments what you think about reputation. And remember, guys, we're just sharing perspectives. We're not here to give anybody advice, and we're not here to tell you who to vote for and not vote for.
Exactly. Make sure we're clear.
Yeah, we're not telling you not to like pot. Like whatever you want. Be a doctor because your mom tell you.
Exactly.
Be a nurse because your dad told you.
Be whoever you want.
That's your concern. I'm just talking about how I view the world. So is Dr. VZ and Tony. We're just expressing our perspectives. You know, so if you don't come for us because we can come back.
Oh.
We ain't scared now.
Oh, we're strong.
But no, I appreciate you, Doc. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you as well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of Full Circle Chat. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. Remember, you can catch us every episode on YouTube, as well as Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss a new episode. And if you enjoyed today's show, be sure to leave us a review. It helps others find the podcast and join the conversation. For updates and behind-the-scenes content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. See you next time. And remember, keep the conversation going.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown in the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.